It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. Public theaters recently created a new mobile Shakespeare unit, bringing Shakespeare to audiences who aren't normally exposed to theater. The company's been touring prisons and senior centers and homeless shelters and other such venues for 3 weeks, and now has brought its production of Richard III, directed by Amanda Dennert, to the company's home base on Astor Place. Charles, how has this public theater version of Richard III been designed to reach people who don't see a lot of Shakespeare?
Well, primarily it has been somewhat severely cut. Richard III is one of Shakespeare's longer plays. The last version I saw with Kevin Spacey was, I think, 3.5 hours. This one clocks in at a somewhat amazing 100 minutes, maybe, with no intermission. It's one of the most streamlined Shakespeare productions I've ever seen, expressly designed to, you know, make it easier for people who don't want to sit and listen to, you know, Shakespearean verse for 3.5 hours.
How does the trimming of the text affect the play's dramatic arc?
Well, all the major scenes are more or less intact, if not perhaps shortened. Minor characters have been excised, and some of the murders are now committed by other people. Richard III actually dispatches his own brother Clarence. Normally he hires two killers, but in general you can follow the story very clearly.
Richard is played by Ron Cephas Jones in this version. He was recently seen in the new John Patrick Shanley play Storefront Church. How does Jones approach this celebrated villain?
Well, he's visually a very striking actor because he's very long and lean and has a very sort of sinewy look, so he exudes a sense of hunger, and I think that really works. Not literal hunger, perhaps, of course, but, Richard III is hungry for power, as nobody else in Shakespeare is. And Mr. Jones certainly has that sort of burning desire about him. And he's also very seductive at the same time. I mean, Richard III is basically lying to everyone throughout the play, and most of the time the audience, of course, sees through his lies. But I found myself quite convinced when he's wooing Lady Anne over the corpse of her father-in-law. You know, I found it almost believable that she would actually accede to his wish to marry her. So I think it's a very effective performance.
Who else stands out in this cast?
Well, a lot of the actors play several roles, but for me the most impressive was Suzanne Burdish as Queen Margaret. She's a very well-known actress who's done a lot of Shakespeare in her time, and you can tell with every word she speaks that she knows what she's doing. And Queen Margaret is a very compelling character. She basically hangs around the edges of the play, bringing down curses on everyone and prophesying doom. And Suzanne Burdish does it with such panache, it's actually quite wonderful.
This Richard III puts the public back into the public theater in a particular way, it seems, too.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that they've started this because, Joseph Papp, when he was first starting out Shakespeare, he put a bunch of people on a truck, actors on a truck, and send it around to the various boroughs. This is a somewhat more sophisticated version of that, but I think it's very, it's very noble. And I think when it comes to Shakespeare, the public theater is really getting its game together quite well.
The public theater presents Amanda Dennert's adaptation of Shakespeare's Richard III through August 25th. We go around Broadway each week with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR.